We are on Daf Chaf Hei Amid Aleph. When the lines start getting wide, we are in the middle of that section of the Gemara. The line right before the small test of Hakel Moidim. Last word. Amar Ule. Hakel Moidim Beloshin. We heard before, let us just refresh our memories. We heard before a shaila by Yoytze Lecheres, you need a mum shebegoli. So we heard a machloikis, is the Loshen considered an a mum shebegoli, or is not a mum shebegoli? We heard a shaila legabi hazoya, that if a person was tomei meis, and you need hazoya, and a drop of mechatos fell on his tongue, is this good? Is this not good? So now the Gemara is going to elaborate in this inyan. Amar ule, hakol moedim beloshen. Everyone agrees that the tongue, le'inyan tume de golihu, it's considered an ever shebegoli, and it is mekabel de golihu eitzel sheretz, eitzel asheretz. And for sheretz, we will see in Rashi, the halacha is, if a davar hametame touches a beis hastorim, it will touch a place in the body that is not begoli, the ester, a sheretz, you have a dead sheretz who will go and will touch a beis hastorim. So the halacha is that the person is not tamei. We learn this psukim, that in order for a person to become tamei, the tumme has to touch a moki megula. So legabi hilches tumme, the tongue is called a mokim megula. My time. Now, why is it that way, that the tongue is called a mokim megula? Because the pasuk says, "Ashe yiga boy omar rachmone vainami bar negiyehu." Now, let us see Rashi. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, "Leinyan tume de kaimalon." Maga beis hastorim eine mitame. If a dova tomei touched a beis hastorim, a mocking that's muster, it's not megula, eine mitame. Venaf gelom be meseches nide, mi vekol asha yiga boi hazov. A very interesting pasuk. The pasuk says that whatever the zov touches, the yodov loishotaf b'mayim. The Zav touched it, and the Zav did not wash his hands. So one would derive from the pasuk hoshotaf. What if you have a Zav and he washed his hands? Toyer. Then he's toyer because he washed his hands. Hotvila boy. We have other psukim that say klor a Zav will not become toyer unless he tabled himself. So therefore, Chazal learned Gor another pshat in this pasuk. Alakol hashayiga bayazov. Pshat in the pasuk is kol hashayiga bayazov. Bidavo. What did he touch? He touched something shuhu golui ki yodov. That vi yodov. We say Alpidrash means that's what the Zav touched. The Zav touched something which is ki yodov, which is like the hands of the Zav. He touched something by the Dova that's Mekabel Tuma that has the characteristic of the hands of the Zav. That's this Viyodov. Vahazov, now we know Pshat and Viyodov. Vahazov loishotav adayim kol gufei b'mayim, and the Zov did not have tefillah yet. Shleitovo mizoive v'chibas begodav. So, according to Rashi, the drash is that kol asher yigavoy hazav, the zav touched something which is the characteristics of the yadayim of the zav. Asher yigavoy marachmona haikra deviyodav loishotav b'mayimu. So something bar negiye kiyodavu, he has to touch something like yodav, bar negiye kiyodav. Yigavoy hazav. Ki yada, like his head. Ki yada, hu begoloi. Sharei moitzi lishoyne, a person can stick out his tongue. Vinoigim boi begoloi. And one can touch it. So a stuck out tongue is similar to a hand. Just like a hand is begoloi, you can touch it. So a stuck-out tongue is also begoli. Hilkach noga sheretz b'lshoynoi timuhu. That means, by tume it says, an eiver that has a characteristic of negiye b'yodov is mekabel tume. So a tongue is similar to yodayim, it's begoli. And that's the chmir, and I saw as I understood from Ramesh and Tshuva, but Lemaise, you'll need that when the sheretz touched his tongue, he was sticking out his tongue. Then it's similar to Yodov. That means, what's wrong with this tongue? It's just like you have a hand that's begoli, so you have a tongue that's begoli. For example, Ramesh says, and we'll see, Taisus also doesn't hold like that. The Rambam says, Nirali, that if a dove tongue will touch someone's teeth. So the Rambam says nearly that that's called a dove shebegoli. So Rambam made a different mahalach. Dove shebegoli means because you can see it. You lift up your lips, you see the teeth. But the Rambam made a different drosh, a different way how to learn this drash. But l'cheir, according to Rashi, he says, "Klor, Rav Moshe, the teeth is not, is called Beis Hastorim." I mean, Rashi says, "Klor, you need something that could, that is, that's equivalent to your daim, b'sherei moitzei l'shoinoi v'noigim boi." This you can touch a tongue, that's when it's stuck out. So, memele, b'kitzer, by Kabbalah's tume, a tongue is called an eiver shebegolui, and it's mekabel tume. L'inyin tvile. Now there's other halachas. If a person is tovel himself, so there you need that the whole body should be submerged in the mikveh. Kitam on dami. There the tongue, you don't have to tovel the tongue. My time, v'rochatz besorei b'mayim omer rachmone. There the pasuk says you should wash. You should tovel yourself b'mayim. What should be b'mayim? B'soroi. Ma b'soroi me avroi. Just like b'soroi is the outer layer of a skin. Avkol me avroi. The tongue you don't have to tovel. Now let us see Rashi. Kitom ondomi. Ve'in tzorich b'yis mayim b'seichepe. You don't have to open up your mouth in order that the mei hamikveh should enter the mouth to tovel the tongue. The tongue doesn't need tefillah. There it says, besoroi, berochatz besoroi. Av kol mei avroi, v'loi sheyachnis mayim l'soichapeh. See, that's klor. The rechitzes on besoroi, which is the his outer skin. Va'af lohoitzi kol haloshen. So Rashi said, well, let him stick out his tongue. Let him stick out his tongue, b'shas tefila. Good. The water doesn't have to go into his mouth because the mouth is a beis hastorim. That's not besorei. You need a rechitza besorei. But let him stick out his tongue, and when he tovels himself, his tongue is then it's begoli, so let him stick out his tongue, that should be getoivled. V'av lohoitzi kol haloshen ein yachol. So Rashi says, well, I'll tell you. If he could stick out his complete tongue, Memela. Then I agree with you. So then it's begoli. So just like the all outer surfaces have to be getoybel, he can't crunch his hands, his fingers, that a chelik should be covered. He has to open up his fingers, that this whole goof has to be the rochatz besorei b'mayim. So if a person could take out his tongue completely, so then that would need tefillah also. But Rashi says that's an impossibility. He can't stick out his complete tongue. It's attached. So what if he should tefillah a partial tongue? There's no such thing. That means that in tefillah, a cloud is the chilek between hagola and tefillah. Hagola, when you're cashing something, it can be done in stages. It doesn't have to be done all at once. I have a big pot, so I'll kasha chalokim of the pot. It doesn't have to be done all at once. Masha enkei by tvilas kalim, it can be done in stages. It has to be done all at once, the whole keli at once. So if I would consider that the tongue is a aver, which is similar to the boso, But since I can only toivel a chelik of the tongue, we don't find a din tvile and mitzah, just like a mitzah sa odom, there's no din tvile, a mitzah sa eva, there's also no din tvile. Avodikiye b'choshu havenigiye. But if sheretz will touch the tongue, so you touch a mash, it's called I touch the tongue. So b'kitzah, so the Gemara is saying this is two statements which everyone agrees to. The tongue legabi kabbalas tume is mekabel tume, because it's similar to your daim. You can stick it out. Sherei moitzi l'shoinei v'noigim by begoli. Legabi tzvile, you don't have to stick out the tongue, you don't have to keep your mouth open. And you don't need tvila on the tongue. Now we have a machlokes leinechleko. There's a machlokes Rebbe and the Chachamim. Elo leinyan hazoy by hazoas mechatos. If there aloch is a drop of the mechatos falls on his body, so yoyitze. What'll be if a drop of mechatos falls on his tongue? Rabbi Medamelo Letume. Rabbi says any aver that through the gear, it's not called a beisas torim. It means a tongue. So just like a tongue is capable of being mekabel tume, so a tongue is, if a drop of mechatos falls on the tongue, it'll become toil. Hazoya is the same guidelines as tume. The Rabbonon medamelo litvila, and the Rabbonon say no. The guidelines of Hazor is whatever is called a mokim migule by tvila is called a mokim migule legabe hazoya. Whatever is not called a mokim migule by tvila is not called a mokim migule legabe hazoya. V'tarvayu b'haikro kamiflegi. In both of them, Esai Rebbe, inside the Chachamim, they have a machlokes legabi hazoya, which is negeya the tongue. Hazoya laloshin is good. Both of them are chaylik pshat na posuk. The posuk says vehizo hatohir al hatome. When it speaks about hazoya, vehizo, so the hatohir person should be mazal hatome. Rebbe sober. Let's continue the posuk. V'hiza ha-toyr al-atome b'yem ha-shlishi u'b'yem ha-shvi v'chitoy. So Rebbe made a drosha v'chitoy, which is the tahara of mechatos. The tahara could be niskayim al-hatome, on something that's mekabel tume. So any eiver that's mekabel tume, you can make hazoya on it. So since a tongue is mekabel tume, she can make hazoya on it. So we're medame hazoye to kabbalas tumen. Rabbonon sabri vechitoi ביום השביעי, let's finish the pasuk, he's מתארים ביום השביעי, וחיבס בגדיו, he washes his tovels his בגדיו, ורוחץ במים, and he tovels himself. So וחיטוי, the tare of מחפס has to be on ורוחץ במים, on the chelik of the goof that needs tvile. So whatever is called Megula Legabi Tvile is called Megula Legabi Mechatos. That's the Svar of the Rabbonim. And Rabbi holds whatever is called Megula Legabi Kabbalah Stume is called Megula Legabi Taras Mechatos. So therefore, Yehva Machloikis is as Mechatos that fell on Mechatos that fell on a Mechatos, that fell on a tongue, is the Machlekes Rebbe in the Rabbonon. Rebbe is Medama Hazoye to Kabbalah Stume. The Rabbonon, the Rabbonon Medama Hazoye to Tvila. So the Gemara says, now all this posik is a parve posik. He could learn Vechitoi is going back on a Dova Mekabotume. He could say Vechitoi is going on the Rochatz B'mayim. Rabbonin ami nidmaya letume. So the Gemara answers, Tara mi Tara havelei lemelech. That means, Hazoya is a din Tara, Tvil is a din Tara. So mistavar is that we learn dinei Tara from dinei Tara. Whatever is called a davar migula legabi Tvil is called a davar migula legabi Hazoya. The Rebbe nidmaya letvila. Oh, this taka very good svara. The tara mitari alfina. The Rebbe nidmaya letvila. So the Gemara says, v'chibes begodav hipsike inyim. Since before v'rochatz besorei b'mayim, it says v'chibes begodav, so that seems that there's no connection of the v'chitoi to the v'rochatz besorei b'mayim. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Rebbe Dorish al hatomei vechitoi. Chitoi, the hazoya should be al mokeim tume havechitoi. Any mokeim that's roi lekabel tume, that's called a chitoi. Verabonon shavi vechitoi, vechibes begodov verocha. Binin chitei sheyipel al mokim aroi lo chitze, tahaino tvile. So the Gemara says, the Chachamim hold, we learn out tara mitara, hazo mitvile. And that's that. Now, let us see the second Tosfos. Rebbe medamale letume, the imtaima. My porich la'el, before the Gemara was under the impression, we had, the Gemara understood this a three-way machloikis legabi evit nani. The Tanakama holds dafke chov dalet roshe eborim. That's called eva megula, that's called amum megula. But more than that, it's not yoytze lecheiris. Rebbe holds Sirsai Bebeim, that's also called Amum Megula. And then Azai holds Afhalosh. So the Gemara in the beginning had understood that according to Rebbe, cutting off a chelik of the Loshen is not Yoytzel Acheres. And according to Bedazi, he is Yitzchak. That was the Habamin of the Gemara. So the Gemara asked Akasha, I have a spear in Rebbe. Rebbe says that you can make Hazoya on the tongue. So you see the tongue is called Megula. So the tongue is called Megula. So why isn't it called an Eva Megula Lagabi Yitzchak Eveknani? That was the Gemara's Kasha. Frektoisves vim toima, my porich lael mehiza al shayna. Dilma hazo shayni de iskish lutum, avlinin roshe evoi medamina letvila. So Toise samur de kekashe. Agim more put down the guidelines that there's different halachas. Legabi tvile, the loshen is called Beseisa, it's not called Megula. Legabi Tume, it's called Megula. Legabi Hazoye, there's a Machloikis. Fine, so we have already, we have our guidelines. So the Gemara is Akasha, according to Rebbe, Rebbe says Legabi Hazoye, it's called Megula. Why isn't he Yitzel Lecheiris? What's the kasha? Who told you that Yitzel Lecheiris is similar to Hazoye? Maybe it's similar to Tvila. I mean, what's the Gemara's kasha? We find that Legabi different halachas, there are different guidelines. So what's the Gemara's kasha? B'yeshloime da'kochoch leke l'demuye l'tvila. You can't say Yitzias Evaknani has the guidelines of Tvila. Shereishen va'ayin da'haviglui le'evet sheyotze ben lecheiris. Legabi tvila have ketomu, kedemasik besomuch, like beinon bias mayim. So Tosva says, according to Rebbe, now we'll see according to the Chalkim Rebbe the Mashal speaks about, but according to Rebbe, in Agavuche, I'd like to mention from Tosva we see klo, like the Rambam we mentioned before, the Rambam says, nire li, that if a sheretz touches the tooth of a person, that's called Megula. We mentioned the Ramayisha said Rashi is chaylik on the Rambam. Taisvis holds like the Rambam. So Taisvis says, in the din of Yitzia van Eviknani, so Ashein is Yitzel Acheres. No. Does Ashein need Tvila? No. Is Ashein Mekabel to me? Yes. I am the Rambam. Ashein is Mekabel to me. So we see from the Mesholim that the Torah gave us that Ashein is called Megula. So that is, it has Lagabi, it has the Yitzia of Evaknani, has the guidelines of Tumah. Just like Hashem is Mekabel Tumah, so it's called an Eva, Amun Megula, Lagabi Yitzia Lecheiris. So Memela, so we see from Shein Va'ayin that Yitzia Lecheiris has the halachis of Kabbalah's Tumah. So Memela, so the Gemara is Takasha Rebbe, if you hold that the Loshen, that Legabi Hazoya has Hilchis Kabbalah's Tumah, so Avadigiv, which is a Machloikis, Avadigiv is Yitzias Eviknani Zicha has the Dinim of Kabbalah's Tumah, because we see Shein Va'ayin also goes out Lecheiris. So the Legabi Tvil Avakatam has some Levinim be Yismayim. So the Gemara held, it's Zichem Mestava to say, not that Shein Vayin is a truk in the Gzeres HaKosov, it's Zichem Mestava to say that the Posik was Megala to us, that Legabi Shein Vayin, you need the characteristics of a Dovra Mekabel Tumen. You don't need Hilchis Tvila, because Shein Vayim also doesn't need Tvila. So that's why the Gemara asked on Rebbe. So the Gemara asked on Rebbe, according to Rebbe, if Rebbe holds that Afila Legabi Hazoya, Afila Hazoya has Dinei Tumah, about the Gevir, Shein Vayim should have Dinei Tumah. Fine, let's go further. So Al Kaponim, the Gemara had said that there's no disagreement between Rebbe and the Chacham Legabi Kabbalah's Tumah, there's no disagreement Legabi Tvila, the whole machlokes is Legabi Hazoya. In fact, the Gemara Vesava Rebbe Leinyan Tvila Ketomundami. Rebbe holds that the tongue does not need Tvila because it's Tomun. Even the tongue that you can stick out. But here's that in Tomun. For Omar Rovi Nomer Ravad Omer Rabbi Yitzchak Maise Beshifcha Shal Beis Rebbe. Shetavla, there was a Shifcha Shabbos Rebbe that was Tevel herself. Va'olso, and then after the Tvila she got out of the mikveh. V'nimtso etzem ben shineho, and there was a bone between her teeth, and that bone was lodged between the teeth that prevented the water from touching the teeth. V'itzricha Rebbe Tvila acheres. Rebbe said, you take out the bone, and then she has to Tevel herself again. So we see that Rebbe holds that you need tefillah in the Beis HaStorim. Before you were just telling me that by tefillah, everyone agrees you don't need tefillah bebeis hastorim. And here you see there's a psul chatzitza bebeis hastorim in the mouth. So the Gemara says, no, this is no kasha whatsoever. Nehei de bias mayim loy beinam. No, I told you before, it's not necessary for water to enter the mouth. But you need makim haroi lovi by mayim beinam. You need that al kaponim. Theoretically, it would be possible for water to go into the mouth, and the mouth should be nitval. If it's roi lovi by mayim, so that's sufficient. It doesn't have to be poil go into the mouth. Masha enkin, if there's a bone that is covering a chelik of the etzer, of the shame, so it's not roi lovi is mayim. If water would go in, it would not be able to cover the whole tooth. A chelik of the tooth is blocked by the etzer. So mamela, that's why it's a posel at tvila. So the Gemara says, where do we find such a concept of roi, that really we don't need that water should be able to enter the mouth, but the mouth has to be roi, that if water would enter, it would be able to, the whole mouth would be getabled. We see this in Rab Zeire. The Omar Rab Zeire kol haroi lebile. Rab Zeire is talking about menaches. So Rab Zeire said, if you have a minche that you could mix up the minche properly with the kemach and the shemen can be mixed properly, is ain't bila makavis boys. You don't have to mix it at all if it could be mixed properly. But if you have such a minche which cannot be mixed properly, bilo makeves boy. So then this is apostle minche, because every minche has to have the capabilities of being mixed properly. Let us see Rashi. So the same thing over here, tvila needs that it has to be roi, the mouth, the beis hastorim have to be roi to be nitval. You don't need bepoila tvila, but you need roi lebiyas mayim, and if there's a chatzitza there, so that's not roi lebiyas mayim. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, v'hitzricha rebi tvila acheres mishum chatzitza alma boi biyas mayim l'soich hapeh. You have to toivel the inside of the mouth. Kerab zeire. Dama b'menoches ein mevi'in minche shel shishim ve'echad isorim b'kliyecha. Cannot bring a mincha of 61 nesfaynis, the kimlu l'rabbono, she'ein nevloi lin yofe, that one keli with 61 nesfaynis will not mix properly. Bishovin biyachad. I don't know how the exact translation of bishovin biyachad means, but it's not mixed properly. Vavinimbo. So the Gemara asked, good, you can't mix it properly. If he didn't mix it at all, it's also good. So why does it bother me if it cannot be mixed properly? If it's roi to mix it, so then you don't have to mix it at all. But if it's not capable of being mixed, can shishim ve'echot bila makeves boy deroi lebila beinen. We need this maila that you're capable of mixing it, and if it's not roi lebila, is bila makeves boy. Let us see Taisvis kol haroi lebila iker milse derabzere beperik amenoches vanesach. This not we learned in the Mishnah. He's mekabel on himself to bring a mincha of 61 nesheines. So the Mishnah says, maybe that's his neder, maybe shishim bikli echad for echad bifnei atzmai. And I think in other words this means he has to bring two menaches. big menacha of shishim and a smaller menacha of one isor. Why does he bring two menachas? Why can he bring one big mincha? I'm a first big mora. Bishum de shishim nevlolim. Because 60 isorim can still be mixed. Visamach aleph, but 61 ain't nevlolim. Uporich ki ain't nevlolim I have it. If it can't be mixed, so my have it was nan imloi bolal kosher. So it can't be mixed. Afilu, he wasn't Bailo, it's also a kosher. So on that Mishneh, Omar Rabbi Zeire, Kolaroi Lebila, and Bila Makabis Boy. Afilu Leibola kosher. If it's Roi Lebila, that what the Mishneh says, Afilu Leibola kosher means, if it's Roi Lebila. Bachol Shein Roi Lebila, Bila Makabis Boy. The Roi Lebila Beinam. So therefore, 61 Israelis are not Roy Lebila. So therefore, you can't have such a mincha of 61 Israelis. So therefore, it's a Kabbalah on two menachas. Ve'im toima, fraktoisves, I have a different problem. My porech ve'im loy bolal kosha. Nehei de belile loy ma'akro. Basis says, what's the kash? It says in the Mishneh, if he didn't, he was not boilo, if he was not boilo, it is kosher. Kosher means b'diyevet, it's kosher. So Taisa says, nahei de belila loy ma'akve, haine davke b'diyevet. Aval lechatchile, mitzvah livlel, there's a mitzvah to be boilo. So if there's a mitzvah to be boilo, so maybe that's pshat in the Mishneh. The Mishneh says, I'm not talking about the Yevedike Yidin. The Mishneh says that if a person said, Arei Lai Lahove 61 Nisroinim, he brings two menachas. Why does he bring two menachas? He should be a Lachetchala de Kiyid. It says, but the Yevedal be Yitzurim. We're talking about the Yevedike Yidin. We're talking about Lachetchala. Lachetchala, that's what he should bring. The Yeshloima. So Taisus answers two terutzim. The kivin dai gavre le mincha gedoyle kamachav. What was his intent? He wanted to bring a big mincha. He didn't say two. He said 61 is chayim. Im isa de ba'al me kosher b'diyevet. If it's kosher, we won't say like Rabbi Zeire. Is ba'ai gavre shehisnadev kolbem godol shori af lechatchile. That means the mitzvah lechatchile is if you can make it, you should make it. He can't make it. He can't be Boilo 61. And that was his whole intention. He wanted to bring a big mincha of 61. And you can't make Blila on 61, so finish. If you can't make it, there's no, the mitzvah is only if it's possible to do. I can't make Blila. So why does the Mishnah say bring two menachas? Why? I wanted to bring one mincha and I can't do the mitzvah. So I bring one mincha without the mitzvah and it's kosher. So Zaraya, that no, it's a posel a mincha if you have a mincha that's not roi leblila. Oid yeshloima, I'll tell you a different chilek. The ike nafkus alibid man yoma hosom, afilu his amisnadev mincha gdoila, a person who's misnadev mincha gdoila, ain't he may be a lug echad. Can only bring one lug shemen. Im keng shem misnadev samach alef eschoinim. Yitzdarich lahavi b'shnei keilim. The Mishnah says you have to bring b'shnei keilim. V'shein evlolim yofe. V'yitzdarich lahavi. Now, if I'm bringing two keilim, I have to bring shnei lugim. Shnei lugim shemen. V'hu lein hisnadev ela lug echad. V'ave k'ma yitel shimnoi. So that he's bringing extra shemen to what the minch is mechayim. The kaimel on the yitel shimnoi posel. V'yavishori b'diyeved b'kliyechot ha'yotayv lovi l'chatchil shloyavi l'idei yitur shemen. So that means like this, that you cannot bring more shemen than the minch is mechayiv. So if you'll say it's a kosher a minch, so I can't bring them to Caleb. Because by bringing to Caleb I have to bring more shemen than the minch is mechayiv. So koch zayskishpalt that you can't bring this in one mincha because it's a pasul mincha. So kochach there was an add on two menachos. Miu kosher. My time at the roi. Now how do we get to such a pshore? It has to be roi le bila. You don't have to make bila. It has to be roi le bila. My time with the roi. Ishona hakosuv belila laakev. If the Torah repeated belila more than once. So my caution the din is if it's repeated two times, it means it's ma'akev. So liboy belila mamish. So then the Torah said twice belila, so you need belila. If the Torah did not repeat it, afilo roi loy liboy. He says one time is only lemitzvah, but not likuvah. So how do I end up, according to Rab Zeira, with such a pshara of roi, and but you don't need bepoil. Roi you do need. Vishleime davade shana kosev bolu come upon me. The test is a lot of times blula blula. Avolei kosev beloshin tzivui ubolauta. Doesn't say you should make blila, but it says blula blula. It should be bolu. Now, so what does this mean? It doesn't say I have to make blila twice. That's a shana lake, but it says blula twice. That's pshat. Doesn't say obolalto twice, says belula twice, and it means that I don't have to make belila, but it has to be roi leblila. That's how the drosha goes. Vim toima. Bitvila minolan de bina roi. How do you know by tvila that we also need roi lebias mayim? Vishlaim mishum dechsiv, there's two psukim there. The rochatz as kol besoroi, and the kol is a ribui, the mashma filu beis hastor. Urchsiv v'yodov, which is going on tvila also, Taisus learns, v'shinim ha'yodov ma'avroi, v'yodov lo'ishotav ba'mayim, ma'yodov ma'avroi, av kol me'avroi, ma'matim beis hastor. So I have two psukim by tvila. V'yodov lo'ishotav ba'mayim, so that tvila has to be on a mocking that's dumya the yodov, not a beis hastorim. It says v'rochatz es kol besoroi, comes to be ma'aba beis hastorim. Ma'amata beis hastorim, he come and keep the ikka kol, the ma'abina fila beis hastorim, he come ema l'chol apochis, l'ochi ma'abi, the binin roi l'bias ma'im. So that's al kaponim, the pshora, I have these two psukim, yodov and kol besoroi. Now, the Gemara is going to say, before we had a Shaila, Lagabi Yitzias, Eved Knani, if Siris Bebeim is called a Mumshe Begoli, Mumshe Beseisa. So the Gemara says, Lagabi a Beheime, if Siris Bebeim is a Mumshe Begoli or Mumshe Beseisa, is a Machloikis Tanoi. It says in the Pasuk by Behemis, Umo'uch v'kosus v'nosuk v'korus. These are all psulim. So we have a machlekes. Kulam bebeim divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says, all these psulim are bebeim, and it's amu. So Rabbi Gemara says, what does Rabbi Yehuda mean? Bebeim v'loi begit? And if we'll have these in Yonim by the Gid, it will be kosher. The Gid is Zichar Amum Shebegoli. So the Gemara says, no, that what Rabbi Yehuda said, Kulam Bebeim, Ella Kulam Af Bebeim, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said that all these psulim are applicable by the Beim also. So we see from Rabbi Yehuda that this is called Amum Shebegoli. Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov Oimer Kulam Begit. It's only a psul in the git. In the bayim, it's amum shebeseisa. And this doesn't have a teres mum. Rabbi Yaisi makes a pshora. Moch v'kosus af bebayim. Moch v'kosus is with the bayim also, because this is more nikar mi bachutz. This damage that was done to the bayim, they're crushed. Nasuk v'koros begid ein bebeim loy, because this is not so much nicker in the beim. Let's see what Rashi says. Ketanoi siris bebeim, he havi mum goli is a machlekes. One can recognize this mum, even though it's tamun, so it's called mum shebegoli. Begid v'lei bebeim, devadei mum tamun, no, it's called a mum tamun, v'lei mum goliyu. Moch v'kosus av bebeim, de minkel tfei. Korus kerusim ha-chutim shebeim tluyim behem bekison. The chutim that are supporting the beim are cut, but umurim b'mitzvahs, they're partially attached, v'enum tukim legamri, they're not completely severed off. Nosuk b'yad legamri, v'dayin tluyim b'kis, nosuk av etvei mikoros, k'mrini b'menoches, lo v'inoisik acha k'yre shechayiv, amonito kavi tvei mikoros. Okay, now we're starting a new sugya. Niknis b'mesire v'hadake b'hagbo divrei rabmeir v'rabbelezer. What does Rashi say? There's kinyin mesire. What's kinyin mesire? Baleho moisrin oiso l'lekeyach. They give over to the lekeyach ba'afso, the bit, oi besaro, or the hair, Kedesanya la'el keitzad b'mesire. So, l'cheire from the Lashon of Rashi, see Tosfos is chelek on Rashi, but Rashi learns the kinyan mesire is giving over. That is a show of ownership. That means one can lead a behemoth by grabbing onto its mane, to its hair, or by holding onto the bit. So that's the bailus over the behemoth. I can, so if I give you over the bit or the hair, so that is, that shows a transferal of bailus. That's kinyan mesire. Avo meshiche, but meshiche, that means I'm not giving over anything. The koine makes a kinyan meshiche. Lai miknaya. A behemoth gase, the derech is not to be meilech the behemoth. That means, could be, Pshat and Rashi is, I just like to say over a loshen, a meritve. Behemoth gase, kivin shemahaleches ledas atzma. A behemoth gase is, has a mind of his own. It could be a behemish mind, but he's a chefzer. So memele, maleches ledas atzmo, umesarvo. It doesn't like to be shown where to go and how to go. I can take care of myself. It's not like a small sheep. You pull the sheep follows. Talking about, an elephant, a hippopotamus, or a bull. I mean, they, and it rebels if you pull it. V'yesh bo toirech godel lemoshcha. It's a big job to schlep such a behemoth gase. So memele, so ein darko bekach leilicha lefonov. So that the abaylam doesn't do this either. I mean, you can't. So memele, so therefore it's not a hiros baila, something that was not normally done with a behemoth gase. This is not called a hiros baila. So you need mesire. Mesire is a hiros baila. Vahadako, behemoth dake bagbo, v'loi b'meshiche. So Rashi says, v'loi b'meshiche. Meshiche not. And that's what the main Rabbi Lazar said. Chom haimin b'medake niknis b'meshiche. B'medake is niknis b'meshiche. It's the derech to make meshiche. She don't need hagbor. Ramei and Rabbi Lazar hold that since you could make hagbor, hagbor is a superior type of a kinyan. Chom haimin say you don't need hagbor. Mashiach is also good. Dorash Rav became Chunye Behem Megase Niknis B'Mashiach. That Behem Megase is Niknis B'Mashiach. So, that's not like our Mishnah. Ashkechinu Shmuel Talmidei Derav Omalu Mi Omar Rav Megase Niknis B'Mashiach. That's nikta b'mashiach, v'anan b'mesirat nam. We learned that you can't be kaina b'megasa with mashiach. It's not darkoi b'kach. How can you say mashiach is good? V'rav nami b'mesira omar. Rav always used to say that b'megasa nikta b'mesira. Hoda b'me'ahi, did he have charot what he said? What's that all of a sudden we hear a member of Rav that b'megasa is nikta b'mashiach? So the Gemara says, "Who the Omar ki hai tane?" Rav holds like this tane. The sign b'chomim oimrim, "Zu v'zu niknis b'meshiche." That there's a chachomim who disagree with our Mishnah, and they hold that a bein megas is also niknis b'meshiche, and that's who he paskin. What does Rashi say? "V'anan t'nan b'mesire, v'rav nami b'mesire Omar o yirog eloim." Hoda bei b'tmiya atoch Shmuel kamalo. Zu vizu adake vagase v'chi aitanes v'le Rav. Rav holds like this tane. Rabbi Shimon oimar zu vizu bahagbo. Now we have in this barais, Rabbi Shimon says behi megase needs hagbo. Both need hagbo. Maskif lo Rav Yosef. And what? Mashiach is not koine. Nothing, only hagbo. You need hagbo. Maskif lo Rav Yosef. Elo meyato. Pil le Rab Shimon b'me yiknem. How could you be kind an elephant? I mean, according to Rab Shimon, you say b'hei megase is only nikne b'hagbo. Now, how are you kind an elephant? Omele yabaye b'chalipin. Well, an elephant, these types of kinyonim of eros, bailes of mashiach, mesira, hagbo, v'steitzach, if the kinyon is that. You rent the place where the elephant is standing. That means I go over to the owner of the elephant, and he's standing in this area, so rent me out this place. So then I'm kaina with chotza. It's rented out to me, I'm kaina with chotza. I'd like to mention, there's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam Perik Vov Halacha Hei Mehilchas Chiris says as follows: Behemois Shel Acherim She'osu Zevel B'Chotzer. That means as follows: that there was a chotzer, a yard, and the strange behemoths came in and they left fertilizer there, which is a value. Now this chotzer was belonged to Reuven, was rented out to Shimon. Now this, who does this fertilizer belong to? Reuven the owner or Shimon the soicher? So the Rambam says Hazevul shel baal hachotzer. Zevul belongs to the baal hachotzer. Shechatzerei shel odom kainu lo shleim medayt. It's his chotzer, so it belongs to him. Even though it's rented out, but who's the owner? The owner is Reuven, so it belongs to the owner. The Ravid is chaylik on the Rambam. The Ravid says, Yagirele, if it's rented out to Shimon, kididei domi, so it's like Shimon's. The konyele. So the Raiva brings the Raiva from our Gemara. Here it says, "Klo, you want to be kind of an elephant with kinyan chotzer, you rent the place." So you see, Klo, that the chotzer is kinder to the one who rented the chotzer, not who the chotzer belongs to. That's the Raiva's kashin. So I'd like to mention two terutzim that the Achoinim answer on the Ravid's Kasha. It's a Pachad Neure. He have enough in the Gemara, not like the Ramba. So the Lechem Mishneh Perik Zayin Aloch Aleph and Hilchas Chiris brings such a Teretz. The Rambam means to say, that's the svar of the Rambam, that when one rents out a chotzer, the renting is only for the tashmishim of the chotzer. Whatever you do in the chotzer, you cook there, you bake there, you work there, whatever you do in the chotzer, for that it's rented out. That I rented it to you. But the schusim that he had in the chotzer, that a chotzer's koine, shalei midait, that I never rented to you. It's not rented for this purpose. That's the svar of the Rambam. That means it was only rented for shimush, not for kinyan chotzer. It's for tashmishim, but not for kinyon. But if you rent it, listen, it's yours for kinyonim, then schiris will zichel. Now Gemara speaking about it's yours for kinyonim. There's another teretz, the Beis Meir says a teretz, that pshat is like this, that if you have a conflict, that means like this. You have a hefkidika fertilizer came into the chotzer. Now you have here two owners on this chotzer. You have here the maskir, he's an owner, belongs to him. The soicher, the one who rented it, has chusei shimush. Now you have two owners. Two owners. The goof is mine, the shimush is yours. We'll come now to the Rambam. Rambam, who has the most ownership that he should acquire the fertilizer? It should be his. So the Rambam says, you know, he's the Ikka Bailam. That means if you have two Bailams, the one who it belongs to is the Ikka Bailam. If you have a conflict, who should be kind of the masker has a stronger Bailas over the Seichel? But if there's no intent whatsoever for the masker to be kainer, he's no intent to be kainer. In our case, I want to be back to you the elephant. So when I'm renting this to you, it's snapshot, who'll be kainer? I'll be kainer. I don't want to be kainer, I want to be magnet to you. So there the Rambam is also moide that al-chotzer shall soicher. There's enough bailes in schiras that he could acquire it. But the Rambam says if there's a conflict in interest, then the interest of the maskir overweighs the interest of the seicher. But not in such a case. So Mamela, that is pshat in the Gemara.